Says if I give you a behema and you want to make a kinya meshicha, and I say meshoch poharazu, make a meshicha today, but you shouldn't be kaina until next week. So the Gemara says that the kinyan doesn't take effect. Meshicha is either kaina right now or it's not kaina at all. And the Rishonim refer to this as kolsa kinyanai. By the time he's supposed to acquire ownership, the kinyan evaporated into thin air. The Gemara has details. Similarly, there's a Mishnah in Gittin that if I give my wife a get and I say Hareza Gitach and the get should be Chal on June 1st and she lost the get by the time it comes June 1st, so the get was burned, so then the get is not Chal. If I say Hareza Gitach my Achshov on the condition that I don't change my mind till June 1st, so then it's going to be Chal Amafreya, so then it is good. But if the get is supposed to be Chal June 1st and the get is destroyed already or burned, so it's not chal. So Tosfos assumes that's the exact same din as kolsa kinyan, the same as making a meshicha. If I make a meshicha, meshoch behemizu latiknat lachalam ad yom, so it's not kinyan. The Ran on Daf Chav Zayin on the base says the same is true. He quotes a Gemara from later on Daf Memches. Same is true regarding kinyan chalipin. To make a kinyan suder, you say, I want you to be kinyan this lachazman. I don't want you to be kind of today. So you're not making the kinyan suda lachazman. So kol se kinyan, it's not valid. This poses a problem. The Gemara in Kiddushin says on daf nun tes amud aleph, I'm mekadosh an isha b'shove kesef. Let's say I give her a box of chocolates and it says shove pruta. So hari mekudeshesli b'shove pruta. And then I want the kiddushin to be chal June 1st. And then she ate up all the chocolates by the time it comes June 1st. So the kesef is gone already. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel both say, Apal Pish in the Sach Lamos, even though the money was all eaten up, the money was used up already, so still a Kedushin is Chal. So why don't you apply Kolsa Kinyana by Kesef? So the Ran on the Rif explains, Kesef is the one and only exception to the rule, because the din is, that's the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, if you're Mekadosh and Isha be Kesef, and then it turns out that the Kedushin falls through, so she's Mukhiv to refund all the money to the Chosn. So it's considered as if the money is still Tolaviyam, as if the money is still here. So this is the way the regular Rishonim understand. There's a universal din of Kolsa Kinyanai, and it applies to all the Kinyanim. And the one exception to the rule is Kesef, because it's never called Kolsa Kinyanai. It's considered as if it's still around. So this is why the Ran has a kasha against the Ramam. The Ramam is Beferish, that you can make Chalipin Lachazman. I can make a Kinyan Chalipin now, and say I want it to be Chal June 1st, so the Rambam says that it is Chal. So the truth of the matter is, the Nesivos points out in Choshe Mishpat that the Rambam doesn't hold from this, that it's all one same din. By Shtar, the Rambam holds it's a different din, and by Meshicha, it's a different din. Meshicha is kind of because you're making a Maisa Bailus, you machnas it into your Rishus, or you machnas it into what's considered your Rishus, you make a Meshicha. So if I say Meshoch behemuzu velotikna'ad lachalamad yom, so you can't say he did a hachnosa l'rishuso, if he's not being kaina now. He's going to be kaina lachazman. So there was no hachnosa l'rishuso, so by definition there's no kinyan. By kesef, he made a kinyan kesef, so kesef, you don't need an explanation. The Rambam holds there is no din of kosa kinyan. Kesef, you don't have to come on to the explanation that the Ran gave on the Rif. Kesef is an exception to the rule because if the kiddushin will fall through, so she'll have to reimburse the money, so it's considered as if it's still Rishuma Nika. The Rambam holds no problem by Kesef. There is no universal din of Kolsa Kinyana. It's only Chisorim by Meshicha, because Meshicha need Hachnosa L'Veshusa, let's say Chazoka by Karko also. Let's say I say, make a Kinyan Chazoka on my Karko, and you should be Kaina on June 1st. A Chazoka, you're doing a Maisa Bailus to show that you're the Balabos. Right now, you're not the Balabos. When it comes June 1st, you're not making a Maisa, you're not making any Maisa Kinyan. So probably Meshicha in Chazok and Karka, that's one and the same thing. You can't make a Kinyan Chazok Alach Alamed. You can't make Meshicha Alach Alamed. And Shtar Alach Alamed is a different reason why it's no good. The Pashtus is, there is a Machlekes in the Gemara, big Machlekes, Rav Meir Ablozer, has any Shtar Kinyan work? What's the... How does Shtar work? The original Machlekes is by a get. So the Torah calls a get Sefer Krisis. So the Tanaim Yuzaloshin, where the Eidich Hasime Karsi, or Eidich Mesire Karsi. What makes the Krisis? But the Gemara is clear that it's not only a Machlekes by a get, the Machlekes by every Shtar Kinyan. By Shtar Rai, there never was a Machlekes. By Shtar Rai, of course, you don't have Eidich Hasime, so there's no Shtar Rai. Of course, you have to have Eidich Hasime. Ashtaraya is the Haggadah Seydis Biksav. So no Edom signed on the bottom, so there's no Haggadah Seydis Biksav. The Machlokes that Tosfos Rid writes like that at the end of Bava Basra, but even without the Tosfos Rid, Alpi Pashto's common sense dictates like that. Rav Soloveitchik said he once argued with Reb Shimon Shkop. It took him a while till he convinced Reb Shimon that this was so. He said the Pashto says like that. The Machlokes Reb Meir Reb Loza with Eidah Chasim Akarsi Eidah Misir Akarsi only applies to Shtari Kinyan. It doesn't apply to Shtari Raya. So how does that? So the Rambam Paskins, the Gemara Paskins, Eidah Misir Akarsi. So how does the Kinyan Shtar work if you hold, if the din would have been like Reb Meir, the Eidah Chasim Akarsi? So what it means is, I made up with the girl we're going to get married. I give her a raya, I give her Haggadah Seydis Biksav, I give her a raya that we are married, that accomplishes that we become married. If I'm married to my wife and I want to divorce her, so if I give her a Shtar raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes that we just became divorced. I want to give you ownership of my house. I give you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you. That accomplishes that the house now belongs to you. But my being matris raya biyotcha, that the kedushin already took place, or that the get already took place, or that the kinyan on the karka took place, by giving you a raya that accomplishes, that's according to Rav Meir, Eidah Chasim Akarsi, by being matris raya biyad hasheni, that the kinyan took effect, that causes the kinyan to take effect. So we understand Rav Meir's opinion. But the Gemara says halachic Rav Loza, that is Eidah Misira Karsi. So Eidah Misira Karsi, so just the Rambam starts off Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he starts off Eina Mekech Nikne B'dvarim. Whether I'm giving you ownership of Karka on the Talplim, I can't just make an oral declaration and say my automobile now belongs to you, my house now belongs to you. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Just make an oral declaration is nothing. So here, if you make a Shtar Kinyan, so what do? You made an oral declaration, my house should belong to you. And I wrote it out on a piece of paper, and no Edom sign. And the Rambam writes, the Rambam's opinion is, the Rebbe Moshe points this out. Rebbe Moshe Sokolovsky has a sefer, a very strong sefer on Noshim and Ezekiel. So the Rebbe Moshe points out that the Rambam writes beferish that in Hilchos Mechira, if I want to give ownership of a karka, you don't need Eidah Chasima, you don't need Eidah Misira. The Gemara says Eidah Misira Karsi, you only require Eidah Misira by Git Mikidushin because of the requirement that Ben Dovah should be Yerba Pachas Mishnah. That's beferish in the Rambam and Rashi like that. Eidah Misira Karsi, that you require Eidah Misira is only by Git Mikidushin because of Dovah should be Yerba. Shtori Mamin, you wouldn't even need Eidah Misira. So what's accomplished? I say Balpeh, the house belongs to you. So Eina Mekach Nikne Midvarim. Then I write it down on a piece of paper. I didn't sign. You don't have a shtar raya from me. Someone wrote on a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be written l'shmo. A goy wrote on a piece of paper that my house now belongs to you. And I give you this piece of paper. All of a sudden, the house belongs to you. Why? How is that? So the answer is, it's mechazik the das. If I just say, my house should belong to you, so that's a das. So the Rambam writes, Eina Mekach Nikne Midvarim. Just by making an oral declaration, the house belongs to you, that doesn't accomplish that the house should switch ownership and should belong to you. But if it's written down on a piece of paper, I didn't have to write it down. I give you a piece of paper that says the house belongs to you. That's considered as if it's mechazik the das. So then the Rambam says, then the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, if I say, harezik itach and the get should be chal on June 1st, so if she still has the piece of paper, then I say the level of das is on a higher level. But if the piece of paper, if she lost the get, or the shtar was nisra if I nevad, so then I say it's a lower level of das. It only attains the higher level of das if the other party to whom I gave the shtar is still holding on to the shtar. But if they lost the shtar, it's not that it's the same chisaron of kol sekinyona. That's what the Nesivos points out. It's not the way the other Rishonim say that kol sekinyona is universal din. It applies to chazaka and applies to meshicha and applies to shtar and it applies to chalipin and it should have applied to kesef also, but that's an exception to the rule because it's never kol sekinyona. No! Kol sekinyona is a chisaron by meshicha and by chazaka, by karka, because he's not doing a maisa bailus now. If it doesn't belong to him, it didn't do a hachnosa lushuso. And chazaka is a maisa bailus. If it's not his, it's not a maisa bailus. When it comes to the Om Dal Lamed, he's not doing the Maisa Bailus. That's why Kol Sekinyana. But Shtar is a different reason why it's no good. Shtar is no good because the din is at Eidah Misira Karsi. You don't need any Eidah Chasima. So how does Shtar work? It's the same das that he expresses Baal Peh, which is not enough, Eina Mekach Nikne Midvarim, but if you hold on to a piece of paper that I gave you, So that's considered, I elevated the level of my das. There's a stronger level of Gemira's das. So if you lose the shtar, then the das goes down. It's a lower level of das. So a lower level of das, ein amekach nikdem edvar. Chol zman, you're still holding on to the piece of paper. It's a higher level of das. So according to the Rambam, there is no universal rule of kol sekinyon. So there's no problem in the first place by kinyan chalipin lachalamid. You can always make chalipin lachalamid. That's the Rambam sheet in disagreement with the Ran over here and the Taisvis and all the Rishonim. They hold the kol sekinyon as a universal din. Avnei Nezer has tshuvas, but he assumes that kol sekinyon is very universal. It's not only applicable to kinyonim. He thinks that it applies in other areas. He talks about a ger. A ger wants to convert, so there's a machlekes satanoim. The din is the ger has to first undergo, a man has to have a bris milah, and then he goes to the mikveh. So what if he only did one without the other? So there are different opinions in the Tanaim. We paska ain't a ger at sheyomel v'yitvah. You need both. So what happens if he does fakert? What if he reverses the order? First he goes to the mikveh and then he does the milah. So that's a machlokes and rishayim. So some the shach paskins that it's fake at the dina. They had a student in yeshiva like that. First he converted, I think, with a reform rabbi. And then he realized that the reform conversion is a joke, so then he converted a second time with Chabad in Honolulu. And then he thought that was an orthodox conversion, and then he was ready to get married. So the Rebbe in the yeshiva had the presence of mind of asking him, how exactly did they convert you? So he said, they took him into the ocean, first it was Tovel and the mikveh, and then they did a bris milah. So he said, that's a machlekes and rishonim. Whether the Seder is ma'akev, so he had to convert a third time, a few days before his wedding. Because the Shach writes that it's a sveket adina, whether the Seder is ma'akev, machlekes and rishonim. So he had to be tovel and the mikveh a second time, after having had the bris milah, but he was tovel without a brach, because of the machlekes. So the Avnei Nezer explained, why should some rishonim hold that the Seder is ma'akev? So he says, because, let's say a woman has to go to mikvah on Thursday night, and she's going to be traveling on Thursday night. So she'll go to mikvah Wednesday night, and she'll swear on a sefer Torah she's not going to be with her husband. That doesn't help. If you have to go to mikvah Thursday night, to go too early is no good. So why don't you say she'll go to mikvah tonight, and it'll be mitire her tomorrow night? The answer is kol sekinyonai. She's tovel in mikvah tonight. Either it's chal now, or it's not chal at all. You can't have tvila tonight, and it's going to be chal tomorrow night. So the Avnei Nezer says, kol sekinyon. So if you have a ger, first he's tovel in the mikveh, and nothing changed. He's still a goy gomer. So then what are you going to say? He's going to have a milah tomorrow, so then the tefillah will make him a ger as of tomorrow. So he said, that's kol sekinyon. That's no good. But if you have the reverse order, first the ger is going to have the milah, the shem geris, and then he's going to have the tefillah. So the minute that he has the milah, the shem geris, he's still a goy gomer, but he's not an oral. That's a gemara, the first daf in Perek Oral. When a goy does Mila, L'shem, Refuah, for medical purposes. He's still an oral. Kol HaGoyim Arelim is a Pasuk in Navi. But if a goy has a Mila done, L'shem Gerus, the shame oral is Pakha, the Gemara says. He can't eat Korban Pesach because he's still called Benecha L'Yachobah, still a goy. But he's no longer called Kolora L'Yachobah, he's not an oral anymore. So that's what Avnei Nezer explains. The Shita holds that the Seder is Me'akev. Why? If you do the milah first, so something is chal. He's no longer called an oral. Then you do the tefillah, it's chal right away. But if you do first the tefillah, it's not chal at all. And it can't be chal achalamid, because kol sekinyon. He says kol sekinyon is a universal rule. It's not only very universal. Not only the way the Rishonim say here, it applies to all kinyonim, it even applies to areas not kinyonim. Whenever you make a maisa, it has to have a chaloy snap. It's not chal now, it's not going to be chal later. And the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuf Samaches Amid Aleph, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding Asmachta. What happened? I owe you $100,000 and I thought for sure I'll pay up by January 1st. Then comes January 1st, I only have $50,000. So you're ready to foreclose. You want to go to Besni, you want to collect the Meglima Dal Kasve, you want to take all of my properties. I beg Rachmanis, I say, give me a chance, give me till February 1st to pay. I give you the $50,000 that I have. Say, give me till February 1st. I'll pay you the remaining $50,000. And if I don't succeed in paying the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, I'll pay you a full $100,000. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, "Ein halachik Rabbi Yossi." Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav, and we don't paskin like Rav Yossi also asmach the kanya. We paskin asmach the lo kanya. So what's the definition? What's the definition of asmachta? But before we get to the definition, I paid you $50,000. I only owe you $50,000. Then when it comes February 1st and I don't pay the remaining $50,000, the Rabbi Yossi says I got, and I agreed, I'll pay you the full $100,000 all over again. So what does machayv me to give you the additional $50,000? That's the question. So Taisus in Erevin, Pei Beis Amin Aleph, there's a long Taisus about Asmachta. So the last 10 lines, Taisus says, just like the Rambam postulated a rule, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, the first line in Hilchas Mechira, Ein HaMekach Nikne Bedvarim, if I want to transfer ownership of Karko or Metaltalim, you have to make a Maisi Kinyan. You can't just make an oral declaration, and my automobile will change ownership, it'll belong to you, or my house will belong to you. You have to make kinyonim. So Tosis applies the same rule b'negiah to creating a hischayvus. If I say, if I don't pay you the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, I hereby obligate myself to give you an additional $50,000. So Tosis said that obligation is not chal. So what is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Even if you hold a smach de kanya, you just cross out the whole topic. But what's machayv me? I borrowed $100,000. I'm chayv to pay back $100,000. What made me chayv to pay an additional $50,000? So that's what the Rishonim stand on the head to give all kinds of interpretations. Tosis explains what it means is, I'm paying in that $50,000 on January 1st, that's all I have. And I say, if I don't cough up the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, the $50,000 that I gave you today should be considered a matona. It should not be a piroin. In the mail, I still owe you the full $100,000 from the halvor. The piroin today is ala tanai. Itself understood as all the time. Other Rishonim word it differently, but that's what the Balei HaTosfos, most of the Rishonim assume like that. That klal, the first klal that the Rambam has in the first line of Hilchas Mechira, Ein HaMekach Nikne Midvarim, doesn't only apply to a situation where I want to transfer ownership of a bien, whether Karka or Metaltalim, it applies just as well if I want to obligate myself to give you an amount of money. So that's what Tosfos discusses the whole topic in the Gemara about people are gambling. They're gambling together, and we all make up. Whoever wins, we all have to pay him $1,000 each. Five people are gambling together, paying cards, whatever. So whoever wins, we owe him $1,000. He's going to get $4,000 from the four of us who lose. So what's Mechaibos to give him the $1,000? So that's what Tosis and Erevin discusses. So Tosis says it must be that we each one of us put $1,000 in the pot, and each one, the Talmid HaChacham, each one has $1,000 in his pocket. Okay, that's not so unusual. And then the gamblers, everyone picks up the plate, and I say, if I win, I'm kind of a hakbar. And then you pick it up, you say, if you win, you're kind of a hakbar. So everybody made a kinyan, but each one thinks that he's going to win. So then you have a machlekes, whether asmach de kanya, asmach de lo kanya, and we pass an asmach de lo kanya. But Rabbi Yossi would say, asmach de kanya. But if they never put the moas al adaf, they never put the money in a plate, and each one of the five didn't pick it up. They just, misachkim ba'mona, they're gambling, amona means on credit, and they all make up, whoever loses the gamble, whoever loses in the card game, has to pay to the winner $1,000. So there's nothing to discuss, no chiyuv to pay. Just because he promised to give money, no chiyuv to pay. That's the assumption that Tosfos makes. So based on that assumption, that's why they had this problem. What is the whole meduber in the Mishnah? What do you mean? If I don't pay you the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, I will have to give you a full $100,000. What was machayv me to give the extra $50,000? So that's what some of the Rishonim said, that the $50,000 that I gave on January 1st is given ala tanai. If I don't give the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, there should be a matana, and it shouldn't be a piranacha. And other Rishonim gave a different answer to that question. The Rambam has a different answer. The Rambam holds that the whole premise is not correct. What the Rambam wrote in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Mechira Ein HaMekach Nikne Midvarim, so the Rambam holds that that's only with respect to transferring a bien. But if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000,000, the Chiyuv is Chal. I have to pay you Bidvarim. The Chiyuv is Chal Bidvarim. So according to the Rambam, in fact the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Rambam, and the Tosfos finds it so hard to believe. It's against all the Tosfos and all over the place. How can it be? So the Tzais reinterprets the Mechaber, that the Rambam Mechaber never meant it. But the Pashtus is the Rambam said it and he meant it, and that's the Shita Saram. And the Rambam holds that that is the definition of Asmachta. You look in the Rambam in the beginning of Perikid Aleph, Vilchus Mechira, so he says, we learn out from Tanai B'nei Godim B'nei Ruvain that you can make Chalukas Eretz Yisrael ala Tanai. You can give a get ala Tanai, you can give Kiddushan ala Tanai, you can do Mechira ala Tanai, you can make any Mais ala Tanai. So the Rambam says, however, what if you have Das ala Tanai? So I say like this, if you make a Siyam on the Mesichta by Shabbos, I have a present for you. I have a present for you on my desk. So I give you permission, if you make a Siyam on Shabbos, on Matzoy Shabbos, go to my desk and take the Matana and it's yours. So then the Rambam, you go ahead, you made a Siyam, and you go and you pick up the present. So the Rambam says, you're not Koine, because Asmachta lo Kanya. What does it have to do with Asmachta lo Kanya? So the Ramban, he asks there in Bava Basra, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, he says, doesn't understand what in the world the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam clearly had a different sheet on everything. The Bir Agro writes in Choshem Ishput, and that Siman of Asmachta, that the Rambam got his opinion from the Rav Haigoin in the Sefer Mekel Chamemka. The roots of the Rambam Shita there, totally different from Shita Sateisus. So the Shita, all the Pashita, all the Rishonim learn Pshat Asmachta. Asmachta means a Maisa ala Tanai, let's say a Maisa Matana, a Kinyan ala Tanai, is Chayvus ala Tanai, where there's an Umdir in the Muchach that the person thought that there never will be a Kiyam ala Tanai. Let's say what the Rishonim discuss, a couple gets engaged, and then they agree, they sign Tanoim. So what does it mean Tanoim? The girl says, if I back out from the Shidduch, the girl's father says, if my daughter backs out from the Shidduch, I'll pay the boy $100,000 for the embarrassment. And then the boy's father says that if his son backs out, he'll pay the girl $100,000 for the embarrassment. So now they're lovey-dovey. They think they're not going to back out from the Shidduch. They think it's wonderful. They don't plan. No one plans to back out. So each one made his chayvus ala tanai by a tanoim. The tanoim was a practice across the board, the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. Everybody had tanoim. Halodovahu, it's very interesting. Both by the Sephardim and by Ashkenazim. They all, Mechaber talks about it, the Rambam talks about it. Everybody had tanoim. So they all raised the same question, because they all understood that tanoim, that asmachta means, he made a kinyan ala tanai, where there's an umder nemuchach, that the person thought the kiyam ala tanai will never become realized. It's never going to happen, because they love each other. And then later on, lo and behold, the kiyam ala tanai does happen. Someone backs out from the shidduch. So it's assumed that you have to pay. So that's the kasha. Why? That should be asmachta lo kanya. That's the definition that most of the Rishonim use for asmachta. You make a kinyan ala tanai, where there's an imdur in the muchach that the person thought that it's never going to happen. Like over here, the fellow pays $50,000 on, that's all he has on January 1st. And he thinks for sure, till February 1st, for sure he's going to get the rest of the money. He's going to have the remaining $50,000. And he says, a guzma. The Gemara says, asmachta lo kanya is when you have a guzma. The Gemara says in Bavli, he says, if I don't pay you back the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, I'll pay you the full $100,000. What, he wants to give him a full $100,000? No, he thinks for sure he's going to pay back. He agrees to pay an extra $50,000 because he thinks it's never going to happen. So there's an umdir in the muchach, he thought that the kiyam ala tanai will never happen. And then, lo and behold, he doesn't get the $50,000 and the kiyam ala tanai did happen. So we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that umdir in the muchach that he thought there's never going to be kiyam ala tanai is the equivalent of an umdir that there was no das on the kinyan. We don't call it Dvarm Shebelev Ein Dvarm. We call it Dvarm Shebelibo Belev Kol Odom. Whenever there's Umdin and Mochel, so it's not called Dvarm Shebelev. Even though he made a Kinyan, he made a Hizchaibah, so we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Hizchaibah is not Chal. Because the Umdin and Mochel that he thought the Kim on time will never happen is the equivalent of an Umdin and Mochel that he doesn't have any Das on the Kinyan. So that's how most of the Rishonim understood. In fact, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chafei where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Asmachta lo Kanya. This is Rabbi Yehuda based on Rabbi Tarfon. And the Gemara quotes from Maseches Nozir, Shnaim Shohim Halchem Baderach. We're walking on the highway and we look at a distance and I say, oh, there, Beryl is coming. The other guy says, it's not Beryl, it's Yankel. I said, you don't know what you're talking about, it's Beryl. And he says, he insists, no, it's Yankel. So I say, Hireni Nazir, if it's Yankel. You're wrong. I know it's Beryl. I have better eyesight than you. If you are right, Hireni Nazir. The guy says, Hireni Nazir, if it's Beryl. Each one says, Hireni Nazir, Allah Tanai. If you are right, Hireni Nazir. So each one, it's Umdir in the Mukhach. Each one thought that he has better eyesight. And he thought that it's never going to happen, that there isn't going to be any Kiyama Tanai. So Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Abtarfin, Asmachta lo kanya, ein echa behem nozer lefish landitna naziris ela lahaflo. It says, isha uishi kiyafli linda deda nozer lahazal Hashem. So it says, kiyafli linda. So that has the connotation of haflo means it should be clear. If you made a nether ala tanai, so it's not the nether naziris, or any nether for that matter, is not binding. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita of asmachta lo kanya. That's the Rabbi Yehuda that we paskan like. Why is that asmachta lo kanya? So the Poshet Tosis discusses it there on the Daf Chofem at Aleph in Sanhedrin. So the Poshet Pshat in that case in the Mishnah Nozer is, Shnayim Hashem Halchem Baderach, I was so positive that I'm right and you're wrong. It's an Umdil Much, I thought it's never going to happen. The Kiyam Atanai, it's not going to happen that it's going to turn out to be Yankel. You're so positive that it's not Beryl, so you thought for sure it's not going to happen. So that's, but still, I said, Hareni Nozer, if it's Yankel and turns out that it is Yankel, so that's called Asmachta Lokanya. So the Poshib Shat and the Gemara, Asmachta Lokanya is a din deraisa. The Gemara learns it from a Pasik. Rabbi Yehuda Amim Shem Rab Tarfin Adidin Ziris El Alaf Law. That's what there's a Mordechai in Baba Kama that's quoted in the Choshim Mishpat. That the Mordechai says the whole din, he quotes one of the earlier Bali Hatosa, Asmachta Lokanya is only Midirabbanim. Midiraisa Asmachta is Kanya. And it's only Midirabbanim that Asmachta Lokanya. See, therefore, the Chapa Nafkamina, two Nafkaminas. One nafkamina, let's say the person says he's donating money to tzedakah on an asmachta. Let's say I have a chavrusa and we're learning together every day, and every day I come 10 minutes late. So the chavrusa says he's going to dump me, he's going to get a different chavrusa. I come late and I'm wasting his time. So I say, I promise you tomorrow I'm going to come on time. If I come 1 minute late tomorrow, I'm going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. And I came late the next day. I came late. So do I have to give the money to tzedakah? It says in Shulchan Aruch, yes. And the rationale is because Asmachta Lakanya is only with the Rabbanan, the Natar Asmachta is Kanya, and they never made a Hefke Bezna Hefke, they never made a Takana to be Mafsid Hegdish. They only made a Takana that a Jew shouldn't take from another Jew. Let's say, by Nochrim, would you say Asmachta Lakanya? So the Shach quotes the Bach that by Nochrim they never made a Takana either. Asmachta Lakanya is only if the money is going to be taken from one Jew to another. Money's going to be taken from an Achri, so you leave it on the din derais asmachta kanya. So the Kevin Uri has the kasha, how can you say asmachta lakanya is min the rabbanim? But it's enough in the Gemara. Beauty of Mishum Rab Tarfin learned that from a pasuk that asmachta is lakanya. So there seemed to be, the Rambam doesn't learn like Tosis at all. The Rambam, that's what the Ramban above a basuk, Kuv Samacha says, does know what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam says, I encourage you to make a siyum on the mesichta, and I give you a matana. I give you some valuable matana. I say, here, make a kinyan. You should acquire ownership on the condition that you make a siyum on the mesichta by Shabbos. You don't make a siyum on the mesichta, the matana is not yours. So that's a kinyan ala tanai, so that's tanai. But if I say, I have a matana for you in my desk, and I give you permission, if you make a siyum on Erev Shabbos, I give you permission to walk over to my desk and to pick up the matana, and to be kind of, so here it's not a maisa kinyan ala tanai, it's a das makna ala tanai. So if I would say, I have a gift for you, go to my home and pick it up and be kind of, not ala tanai, so that's das makna. So when you pick it up, so you kind of, but if I express das makna ala tanai, so the Rambam says that's called das makna, as makna lokai. The Rambam has it, that's what the Ramban says. I don't know what the Rambam is talking about, because the Ramban learned das makna lokai, it's the way everybody else learns. If there's an umdir in the muchach that he thought that the never will be kiyamat tanai, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's equivalent of an umdir in the muchach, that he has no das kinyan on the whole thing. But not the way the Rambam says, but the Rambam had a whole different understanding. The Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam learned when you make a maisa ala tanai, that's a din of tanai. When you make das ala tanai, that's called das machta. So the Rambam understood the case by Nidorim, not because there's an umdir in the muchach that he was so convinced that it's Beryl, he's so convinced that it's Yankel, and he thought there won't be a kiyamata. No, the Rambam read it anymore, according to Rab Tarfin, any neder ala tanai is not chal, period. And there, there is only an expression of das. So whenever you express das, ala tanai, so that cancels the whole das. Das is a flu thing. It's in the luften. So, okay, so if you express das, good. But if you express das ala tanai, so the, if it's maybe yes, maybe no, so the whole das falls apart. That's how the Rambam understood. So the Rambam and the Rambam Lishitasa holds that you can create a hischaibus. You only need a maisa kinya to transfer ownership of a bien. That's the first line in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. If I want to transfer ownership of an automobile or a house, then you need a maisa kinya. You can't just make an oral declaration and should transfer ownership. But to create a hischaibus, the Rambam holds you can create a hischaibus bidvar malon. The Rishonim ask Akasha, the Ktzai says, how can it be? The Rishonim ask Akasha, the Gemara raises Ach Maskin, the Shikonim Yod, the Gemara has a lot of times. Let's say there's no Shmirif and Nochrim. I agreed to be a Shemirif and Nochrim, and then later on I'm Pasheya, or I'm a Shemisachin, it's Ganei Vaveda, so the din is that Torah only is Mechayiv the Shomrim if it's on behalf of Israel. If the Mafkid is Jewish, Mafkid is a Nochri, so there's no Chiyuv Hashem. So, but the Gemara in Babinzi has cases they have to pay a Nochri. Shem has to pay to the Mafkid who's a Nochri. The Gemara Hachmas Kinan, Kishikonim Yodak. So the Rishonim, ask on the Ram, why do you need Konim Yodak? According to the Rambam, you can create his Chayiv B'dvar Malon. So why does he need a Konim Yodak? So the Ran happens to agree with this Rambam. Most of the Rishonim disagree. The Ran on Ksubas and Daf Kuv Beis happens to agree with the Rambam. I mean, the Ran asks that question and he answers. Because when the fellow says Shemir for the Nochri, let's say the Nochri gives me a behemoth to watch for him. So if I'll beat Poshea, then I'll pay. Or Hashem Masoch, I say, if there'll be a Gnei Vaveda, then I'll pay. If there won't be a Gnei Vaveda, there'll be an Oinus, I'm not going to pay. So I'm only Mekabel to his Chayvus Ala Tanai. So Das Ala Tanai is called Das Machta. According to the Rambam, every single Gemara, where it says Hach Maskin B'Shikana Miyado, every Gemara is talking that there's a Das Ala Tanai. So that's why you need Kana Miyado. But if it would just be Das alone, not Ala Tanai, then Yitaka wouldn't need Kana Miyado. According to the Rambam, you can create a Hischaibis Momen, a Bidvar Malon, without any Maisa Kinyan at all. So this is the Rambam's definition of Asmachta, is based on the Rambam Lishitasa, who disagrees with all the Rishonim regarding creating his chayvus. The Rambam's opinion is that you can create his chayvus just with Dvar Malon, and that's the simple reading. That's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch also in Chayshim Mishpa. It says if I commit myself to give you $100,000 with Dvar Malon, you are mechuyev. So the Ktzai says no. It has to be that he made a udisa, he made a haidah b'loshen l'shoava. I admit that I owe you $100,000, but it says I accept it by myself to give you $100,000, so the Shulchan Aruch would never say that. No, but the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam. The Rambam holds to be famous like that. You can't create a hischaibus b'dvar malon, and that's how the Rambam understood the whole din of asmachna, and that's why the Gemara made the tzushtel to the neder, and neder ala tanai, according to the Rambam's interpretation and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a neder is always b'dvar malon, just das alone. There's no maise, kinyan is no maise. So das ala tanai, according to the Rambam, is called asmachta. And Asmachta Lakanya, so just like you cannot have a Hischaibus Momen Ala Tanai if he didn't make a Kenyan, so you can't have a Neder Ala Tanai either. That's what the Ran on the top of Chav Zainam and Beis quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees. He says all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. So the Chayin Dasa Rambam's on in the third line from the top, that there's never any asmachta whenever you make a maisa kinyan ala tanai. There's never an issue of asmachta. Asmachta is only if you express das ala tanai. But a maisa kinyan ala tanai is not called asmachta. And then he quotes all the other Mishanim disagree. It's also subject to the issue of asmachta. Some of the Rishanim answer the kasha on that Mishnah Baba Basra. I pay you back the $50,000 today on January 1st. Then I beg of you to give me till February 1st to pay the remaining $50,000. I say, if I don't pay it up by February 1st, I'll agree to pay you the full $100,000. So they all ask, what created the Hischaibus? How can Rabbi Yosef say, Asmach the Kanye? What created the Hischaibus to give the extra $50,000? So many Rishonim say that the money that I give, so according to the Rambam, is no question. The whole part is you can't create a hischaibus bidvarim alone. Just if you have das alatanai, that's a machlekes, that's called das machta. But the other Rishonim didn't agree. So many Rishonim explained that the $50,000 that I give today is given alatanai. It may turn out to be a piroin, it may turn out to be a matana, and there was no piroin at all. If I don't pay the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, what I gave you today is considered a matana, not a piroin, and I still owe you the $100,000 from the original havo. And some other Rishonim give a different answer. They say, what happened over here? I paid $50,000 of the debt. So you have a shtar halva that says that I owe you $100,000. I'm not going to trust you with the shtar halva. You're going to come and say that I didn't pay you anything. I'm going to say I paid half. You're going to say shtar biyadi, my boy. So the Mishnah says, v'hishlish shtar, we gave the shtar halva to a third party whom we both trust. And Loiva said, if I don't pay back the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, you give him back the shtar and he'll be able to collect the full amount. So some of the Rishonim answer, the Malva was kinda the hischaivus of the extra $50,000 with the shtar, because that's a machloikas Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish in Ksubas and Daf Kuv Beis, chayv ani lochmon et b'shtar. You know that shtar is good to be kinda karka, but shtar is not good to be kinda metaltalim. What about to be kinda an amount of money? I write on a piece of paper, hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you a piece of paper. So, let's say we have a rule, Einish boy malakarkos, you never have a shvur deraisa, but even mitzah shvur seirechot, you never have a shvur deraisa on karko, only on metaltalim. So what if the din Torah is neither, it's not on the bien, it's not on karko, it's not on metaltalim, it's on an amount of money. I say that I lent you $100,000, you say you only borrowed $50,000. So we're not talking about a tangible object at all, we're talking about a sum of money, an amount of money. So that's always a shvur deraisa. So you see, whenever you're talking about an amount of money, it's neither karka nor metaltalim, it's not a bien, so it has the din like metaltalim. So the din should have been, that's how Tesis asks over there, in Ksuvah Daf Kuv Beis Amud Aleph, there's a machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish, I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. So an amount, an obligation to an amount of money should be dinah ki metaltalim. So metaltalim shtar doesn't work. So Tosfos says to Kasha, how come we machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara says there are only three cases where there's machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we pass like Reish Lakish. This is not one of the three. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan. Why should it be so? You ought to say that you can't create a hischaivus mamon bishtar. So Tosfos gives an answer on it. The din is like Rabbi Yechanan. You can't create a hischaivus. Here, that's what some of the Rishonim answer. We gave. Loiva pays $50,000 on January 1st. And he insists, give the shtar to a shalish. I don't want the malva to continue holding on to the shtar. He's going to say, shtoch v'yodim maipo, you want me the full $100,000. So we give it to a third party whom we both trust. And then the loiva says to the shalish, in the event that I don't pay back the $50,000 by February 1st, give him the shtar, and the shtar should serve as a shtar kinyan. To be kind of his chayvus, on an additional $50,000. $50,000 I still owe him because of the halvah. So you give him the shtar. If I don't pay back the remaining $50,000 by February 1st, you give him the shtar, and that'll be kind of his chayvus on the extra $50,000. So since the din is that you don't need edi chasima at all, the shtar halvah probably has edi chasima signed on. It has an earlier date when the halvah took place. But the din is that the edi mesira kashi, you don't even need edi chasima. So when the Sholish gives the shtar to the Malve on February 1st, when I didn't pay the remaining money, so that shtar will be kind of the hischaivus that I owe him an additional $50,000. That's a fantastic chiddush, that the shtar can serve as a shtar kinyan. Originally it served as a shtar raya, an halvah. It says it's man ha-halvah. It says it's man ha-halvah. It was probably signed with Edom. Otherwise, when you're going to say shtoch v'yodim, my boy, shtoch v'yodim, my boy, only goes if he has a shtar havoah. That's a shtarai with Edom. So the Edom are not testifying on the havoah from today. But dame hocha the Edom, forget about it. The din is an edei mesira kar, so you don't need edei chasima. So the fact that the sholosh will give the shtar to the malve on February 1st, that itself will serve as a shtar kinyan. So that's a fantastic chiddush. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether that's valid or not. Is that really correct? This is a very rich, just this topic alone is very rich. The definition of asmachta and the machlek, fundamental machlek is the Rama and the other Rishayim. Can you create his chayvus mamon b'dvarim alone? And this issue about whether shtar shenim chalshibu d'chayz v'loyzabo can use the same shtar a second time to be kind of his chayvus for the remaining $50,000. It's a side topic. It doesn't really belong here in the garden. It's a very rich topic.
It says that you
Even though you only go to Shtar Kinyan, you create the Kinyan. The Gemara has a Huzra of Lazar within the Tanner of Lazar.
Yeah.
So it says of our Huzra was we get no Vistar Slo.
Yeah.
So it's Amor Raya. So then Rabbi Yochanan argues. So Taisus Taisus.
That means all Shtari King.
Yeah, Hani Mini Shtari Raya.
Yeah.
That means Rabbi Yochanan, if you fill in the blank though, Rabbi Yochanan is saying Shtari Raya, Adam Asir alone is enough.
How can it be? Yeah.
No?
I know. You have to figure out, Sean.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't be. Shalom Aleichem.
The first time that I hear your speech.
Yeah, first time.
I can see you before you have run right here.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Good. He was in Brobaya Platz.
Good. Amen.
I know. Good. Remember me? You make my donation for Yichudai Shivas every time when I see you.
What is it?
Every time when I see you, you make my small donation for Yichudai Shivas.
Yeah,
every time. I go to Rabbi Kohen. Yichudai Shivas. I-C-H-U-D. Rabbi Shechter Nomi, Rabbi Kohen Nomi.
I came here
38 years.
Good.
But I think it was then he's interested. Just to
is that a battery?
The battery is first.
Turbine?
Sure.
Turbine? I'll assume that means something like dead or non-existent. Yeah. I don't actually know what it means.